Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah, 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abed ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoza ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mendel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So we're continuing discussing halachos related to tkias shofar. Now, today's daf, Rosh Hashanah, daf lamed gimel, is a short daf quantitatively, but it's a very long daf qualitatively. So it's miut hakamos, it's roiv ha'echos, similar to daf chof ches that we learned a few days ago. There are many, many sugyas that are touched upon in this very small daf, and be'ezus Hashem, we'll do what we do. Zok de mishnah ha'oivah lefnei ha'teva, if somebody is davening for the omid, he's the Baal Tefillah, B'yantiv Shal Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah. Hasheni, the second Baal Tefillah, Rosh Hashanah during the day, meaning the Baal Musaf, Matkia, he's the one that blows Shofar. U'b'shas HaHalal, and on a day that the Tzibur is reciting Halal, Harishin Makras HaHalal, Halal is recited by the first Baal Tefillah, meaning it's during Shachris. So the Mishnah juxtaposes between Tkia Shofar and Halal. Tkia Shofar is blown during Musaf, Halal is recited during Shachris. So the Gemara says, "Maichna sheni maskia." Why is it that we do tkiyah shofar during Musaf? Presumably, mishum de beroiv am hadras melech, because physically there were more people in shul during Musaf than there were during Shachris. Tkiyah shofar is malchias. We're being mamlich hakadosh baruch hu. We spoke out for Reb Chaim yesterday. That's the essence of what Rosh Hashanah is. And as a result, never has there been a better application of the principle of beroiv am hadras melech. It makes sense that we should wait until there's a roiv am, until there's more people in shul, and then we're going to blow a shofar. But Ihachi, the Gemara says, if that's the case, halal nami neima b'sheni. Shouldn't we also say halal during Musaf? There are more people there. Mishum de beroiv am hadras melech, says the Gemara. Ela maishna halal b'rishin. So why then is it that we say halal during Shachris? Mishum dezriza makdim la mitzvahs, because there's a cheshbon to actually say it during Shachris. The cheshbon is zriza makdim la mitzvahs. Anytime there's an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you try doing it as soon as possible. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, tkianami navid b'rishin, so we should blow shofar during Shachris as well. Mishum dezriza makdim la mitzvahs. In other words, the Gemara is asking that I understand why maybe you would want to say halal during Shachris. I understand why you would want to say halal during Musaf. I understand why you'd want to blow shofar during Shachris, why you would want to blow shofar during Musaf. Meaning there's a merit to do it earlier and there's a merit to do it later. The merit to doing it earlier is easy. Zriza makdim la mitzvahs. The merit to doing it later is because there'll be more yidden there. And beroivam hadras melech, says the Gemara, when it comes to halal, we do it by Shachris. When it comes to Musaf, to shofar, we do it during Musaf. And the question is, mamanav shach, if we are going to say that zriza makdim la mitzvahs overrides Beroivam Hadras Melech, then do everything during Shachris. And if Beroivam Hadras Melech overrides, then do everything during Musaf. Why is Halal by Shachris and Tkiyah Shofar by Musaf? Am Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, the answer is B'shas Gzeiros HaMalchoshanu. Really, Zriza Makdim La Mitzvahs. And that's why we say Halal during Shachris. And based on that, we should blow Shofar during Shachris as well. Why do we wait until Musaf to blow Shofar? So Rabbi Yochanan said, this Mishnah actually is not something that was always the halacha, but rather it was stated during a very specific time in history. It was b'shas at the time gzeres hamalchus, that there was a gzeres hamalchus. There was a time that the oivim, Rashi says, the enemies of the Jews had decreed that you're not allowed to blow shofar, and they would wait around in the morning to make sure the yidden weren't blowing shofar. So what did the yidden do? B'mesiris nefesh, they said that we're going to figure out a way to make today a yom terua. What they did was, instead of blowing shofar during Shachris, they blew during Musaf, and that's how this halacha happened. But says Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. If it's shonim kitikunam, if it's not a shas gzeres hamalchus, then you would say halal during Shachris, and you would blow shofar during Shachris as well. Because the reason, makdimin lemitzvahs. The only reason the Mishnah said that we blow shofar during Musaf is because it was describing a very specific moment in history where it was dangerous to blow shofar by Shachris, and it's for that reason they ended up blowing during Musaf. So the truth is that this Gemara would seem to, although it's discussing specifically Halal and Rosh Hashanah, but there feels like a principle that maybe we can apply to other sugyas in Shas. Meaning, the Gemara is clearing a fundamental chakira. If I could do a mitzvah in a way that it's going to be more mehudar, b'roiv am hadras melech, or I can do a mitzvah in a way where it's going to be done bezrizos. Which takes precedence? Is zriza makdim in the mitzvahs the thing I should be concerned with, or maybe doing the mitzvah in a nicer way? Meaning, zriza makdim in the mitzvah is the same. Doesn't matter if I do the mitzvah 6 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning. It's the same cheftza of the mitzvah. The difference is, was it the first thing I did when I woke up? Or did I wait a few hours into the day before I did it? But as far as the actual mitzvah, nothing changes. Yet, from the standpoint of hiddur mitzvah, b'roivam hadras melech, it's a different mitzvah. If you blow shofar and there's 10 people in shul, first if you blow shofar and there's 100 people in shul, it's an under itkiya shofar, simply because of the hiddur mitzvah. So, the Gemara would seem to be posing really a chakira that would potentially have applications in other areas of halacha. Zrizin adif, or maybe hiddur mitzvah adif. Now, what's a classic application of this? So the most obvious application would be Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, a lot of yidden wait until Matzah Shabbos. If it's Yom Kippur, Matzah Yom Kippur, even though if you work with Zrizin Makdim and the mitzvahs, so the first possible time to do Kiddush Levana, based on the Moilit, of course, so you'd go ahead and you do your Kiddush Levana. Yet, there's different Minhagim and Klal Yisrael, and at first glance, it would seem that maybe this Gemara is a little bit of a source. By the way, what was the maskana of this Gemara? That's Zrizin Makdim and the mitzvahs Adif. That's why we say Hallow during Shachris, not by Mosef. And really, when it was Shonim Kitikunim Tkiya Shaifa, it was also done during Shachris. It was Dafka B'Shas Kseris Malchus that our Mishnah said that it was done during Mosef. Moving along. Mid the Kamar. So the Gemara makes a dik. The Mishnah is, again, comparing and contrasting Hallel and Tkiya Shaifa. So Tkiya Shaifa, it's the second Baal Tfilah. It's the Baal Mosef. Hallel, it's the first Baal Tfilah. It's the Baal Shachris. But what was the Lashon of the Mishnah? At a time that you say halal, oh, then what's the halacha? Rishon makdas halal. So the Gemara says, you know what it sounds like from the Mishnah? Mid the kama b'shasa halal, being that the Mishnah says that as it relates to halal, you have to say that it's Nageya, not today, not Yontav Shal Rosh Hashanah, but a day that you say Halo, Michal de Rosh Hashanah like a Halo. It would certainly seem that on Rosh Hashanah there's no Halo, right? Very, very basic dig. However, if Neateva be Yontav Shal Rosh Hashanah, the Baal Musa blow Shaifer. Ubishasa Halo, and on a day that there's Halo. What do you mean? Today, Rosh Hashanah, there's Halo. So why don't you just say, however, if Neateva be Yontav Shal Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni Maskia, and Harisha Makras Halo. What are those extra words, Ubishasa Halo? The teretz is because on Rosh Hashanah you don't say Halo. So the halach of Halo is not negeya the day that you're blowing shofar, it's negeya another day. That's the Gemara's diak. Says the Gemara, my timer, why don't you say Halo on Rosh Hashanah? Amr Rabbavo, so Rabbavo said, Amru Malachi Asharis, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Asharis, in fact, were the ones that asked this question. They said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Neima in Yisrael Eimin Shilu Vanecha Perosh Shonim Yom Kippur. Why is it that the Yidden don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amal Lehem, and Eibishter told them, Efshem Melech Yoshev Al-Kisei Din. Is it possible that you could have a king who's Yoshev Al-Kisei Din? V'sifrei Chayim, v'sifrei Mesim, Psuchem Lefanov. V'Yisrael Eimrim Shira. Is that even tenable? Is it possible to sing Shira? I understand why maybe you want to say Shira, but how would it be possible to be singing Shira on a day like this? And it's for that reason that the Yidden don't sing Shira. So it's true, the Diyak's an excellent Diyak. However, if Neateva Beyantav Shur Rosh Hashanah Hasheni Maskia, that, what about Halal? Oh, Halal's not negated today, because today's Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah you don't say Halal. Ubishasa Halal on another day. When you say Halal, you should know Halal is said during Shachar, it's not said during Musaf, and we will, Be'ezus Hashem, revisit this Gemara in the raid. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Shoifah Shur Rosh Hashanah, as it relates to the mitzvah Tkiyah Shoif, Eim Avirun Olav Esat Chum. You're not allowed to go outside the Tchum to get a shofar. So, the Yidden need a shofar. There's a loch of tchumen. Tchumen doesn't only govern Shabbos, it governs Yontif as well. So you're not allowed to leave the tchum on Yontif to go get a shofar. Additionally, if rubble is covering a shofar, you're not allowed to remove it on Yontif to take the shofar out. It's aser to be mefakech es hagal on yontif, and you're not even allowed to do it from tkiya shofar. Additionally, you're not allowed to go on a tree to get a shofar. You're not allowed to ride on an animal to get a shofar. You're not allowed to swim for a shofar. Additionally, you're not allowed to cut a shofar off an animal. You're not allowed to do it if cutting it is going to involve an Issa D'Rabbanan, and you're certainly not allowed to do it if it's going to involve an Issa D'Rais. If somebody wants to clean the inside of a shofar with water or wine to make the sound better, that's something that you're allowed to do. Another halach, if a child wants to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, you let him do his thing. In fact, some take out the word avol, meaning not only do you not stop them, but even l'katchila, you encourage them to blow shofar. So there's an idea of chinuch as it relates to shofar. If somebody is mesasik, we'll see what that means in the Gemara, while he heard kiyah shofar, he's not yoytzev, ashemeyam, and not mesasik lo yotzev. If someone heard from someone else that's misasik, he too is not going to be a yaitza. So there's a lot going on in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to go through everything. So the Mishnah began and said, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, ein mavirin olav asatchom, ve'ein mefakchin olav asagal. So you're not allowed to violate an Isser, not an Isser deraisa, not even an Isser derabbanan. Almost everything mentioned in the Mishnah, by the way, are Isurei derabbanan. Tchumen, so there is Shitas Rabbi Akiva in Masechtas Erevin who holds Tchumen's deraisa, but all the other Tanam hold that the Isser Tchumen's an Isser derabbanan. Timim fakeach avel asagal, Isser derabbanan. To go on a tree, derabbanan. To ride on an animal, derabbanan. To swim, is a derabbanan. So most of the Mishnah is derabbanan. But the point is that you can't even violate an issa derabbanan for tkiya shofar. So Gemara says, my time, why not? You would think that maybe the mitzvah of shofar should override any issa that you need to do in order to be able to blow shofar. So the Gemara says, the reason is shofar asehu. Because tkiya shofar is a mitzvah aseh. The yontif, and the isner to violate yontif is an aseh, but it's also a lois aseh. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to do malach on yontif. It also says in the Torah that you have to rest on yontif. So it's a lois aseh v'aseh. The ein aseh, doiches lois aseh v'aseh. And an aseh is not doiches lois aseh v'aseh. And it's for that reason, the halach is that you're not allowed to violate yontif, even for the mitzvah of tkiya shofar. We'll see more about this in the raid as well. The Mishnah said, le'oilam be'ilon, ve'loi reichvin, al gabi behemah. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to go up on a tree. You're not allowed to be roichav al gabi behemah. Says the Gemara, hashad rabbanan amrit loy, da'iraisa mibaya. If you're not allowed to violate an issa derabbanan for tkiya shofar, then certainly you're not allowed to violate an issa deraisa. So what's the issa derabbanan and what's the issa deraisa that the Gemara is referring to? So the last Rashi on the Yomit, da'iraisa roichven. Rashi before that. Hashtad Rabbanan Amrit Loi, Isser Tchumen. Isser Tchumen is an Isser Rabbanan. Ufi Kuach Agal. And taking the rubble on top, off the shofar is also an Isser Rabbanan. The Lekel Migzer Atu Dairaisa. All it is a good old fashioned Isser Rabbanan. There's not even a concern that if you're over this Rabbanan, you may come to be over a Dairaisa. This is a regular Isser Rabbanan. What's the deiraisa in the Mishnah? Roichven. Riding on an animal is an issa deiraisa. Now, riding on an animal is not an issa deiraisa. It's not one of the lamatas malachas. So Rashi explains that why would the Gemara refer to riding on an animal as an issa deiraisa? Because the ikala meimer shema yachtich smayra. Because why are you not let a ride on an animal on Shabbos and Yontif? Because we're afraid that you may cut a branch off to hit the animal. Additionally, going on a tree is also an issa deiraisa. Going on a tree is an issa deraisa. It's not one of the lamatas malachas. But again, the ikkel may be shema yitlosh. But there's a concern that you may tear a branch off. So if you're not allowed to do the issa derabbanan, then those things that, although they're not isure deraisa, but they're things that the rabbanan say you're not allowed to do, lest you come to be over an issa deraisa. Mibaya. Of course you're not allowed to do. See, here the Gemara's cash. And again, this is also going to be the topic of the raid. Clearly a lot of rage. But the Gemara is asking a bomb kasha. The Gemara is saying that I don't understand. The Mishnah told me, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, you can't be over Yisurim. And then it gave me two categories of Yisurim. Eim avir in olav asatchon, ve'im afakch in olav asagal. And then there was another category. Lo'oilam be'ilon, for lo'yroich v'nagabi behemah. The Gemara says that once I know the first two, I know the latter two. Why? The first two are Yisurei D'Rabbanan, but they're regular prosti Yisurei D'Rabbanan. They're things that the Rabbanan said, don't do. The second category are Yisurei D'Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan said, don't do, because if you do it, you may come to be Eber Nisa De'Raisa. So the Gemara says, Hashu D'Rabbanan Amar Gloi, if a regular D'Rabbanan, Shofar's not Toicha, D'Raisa, a D'Rabbanan that can lead you to a D'Raisa Mibaya, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Now Rashi says, after all this, V'yesh Gimgum B'davar, V'nir B'inai D'Lei Garsinala. This is the Gersa, this is the Pshan in the Gersa, but I'm not so comfortable with it. My gut, the Nira Be'enai, the Le Garcina La Rashi says that it doesn't really belong here. But again, we have the Gersa, so we ask the Kasha, so what's the Teretz? And the Gemara gives a classic Teretz, Zu Ve'en Tzarech Loimer Zug Tani. You're right, really, the Tana, the Mishnah did not have to say it. Once it said, Eim Avir and all of us Atchum, the Eim Efakhin and all of us Agal, it's self-explanatory that Lo Yoylem Be'ilam V'Lo Yoychman Agabi Behem, because if a regular Drabbanan you can't do, certainly you can't do a Drabbanan, that's going to lead to Doi Raisa. So why the Mishnah say it? Because the Mishnah sometimes says things that it doesn't have to say. In fact, there's even a principle that the Tana of the Mishnah worked with, which is Zu, I'll tell you this, and by the way, the Ein Tzarech Loimer Zu, I'll tell you something else that I don't even have to say. Now, it's almost an oxymoron. It's a Tarti Desasri. I'm going to tell you something that really there's no point in saying. So if there's no point in saying it, why are you saying it? But the Gemara says that is something that governs sometimes the way the Tana talks, and this is an example of Zu Ve'en Tzarech Loimer Zu. Ve'en Choyt Chanoise Be'en Medava Shum Mishum Shvus Ve'en Medava Shum Mishum Loisase. We say you're not allowed to cut a horn off an animal, not in a way where it's going to involve a Nisad Rabbani. You can't do it in a way that it's going to involve a Nisad Raisa. So the Gemara says, Mishum Shvus, what's an example of how it would involve a Nisad Rabbanan? Maglo, using a sickle. Loisase, what's an example of it involving a Deraisa? Sakina. And the Gemara asks the same question. Hashem Mishum Shvus Amrit Loi, Loisase Miboy. Madach, you're not allowed to cut in a way where it's only going to involve a Nisad Rabbanan. Certainly not allowed to cut in a way where it's going to involve a Nisad Raisa. And the Gemara gives the same teretz, Zu Ve'en Tzarech Loi Mazu Katani. Sometimes the Tana does that. Sometimes the Tana will say something that it doesn't have to say. Now, the truth is, just to stop for 1 second, and we've spoken about this in length over different periods of time, but we're sensitive to the idea that when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Masada the Mishnah, when Rebbe put the Mishnah together, he chose the Mishnayis of Rameir. And the reason is, like Rabbi Shira Goyin says in his famous Igeres, it's because Rameir had a tremendous koyach haloshon. Rameir was able to make a point and speak very, very concisely. In fact, so much of what we do when we learn Gemara is try to decipher and understand the Lashon Ketzara of the Mishnah. And very often there's questions and ibayas and machlokes amongst Amiran. And what we do is we find braises that were authored by Tanaim that talked in a more lengthy fashion than Rameir, and sometimes they add a word, and sometimes a line, and a sentence, and a bemedvar and mamurim, which is very, very helpful in terms of understanding the Mishnah. But we know the Mishnah was written very, very, very concisely. Yet, you find this concept of Zu Ve'en Tzarech Loi Marzu. This would seem to be the antithesis of the way the Mishnah was structured. So there's so many things that the Mishnah probably could have said, but it didn't say it. Because La'ilam, Yishana Adam L'Talmidei, B'derech Ketzarech, P'sachim Daf Gimel. Yet, when it comes to this concept, you find literally the opposite of Zu Ve'en Tzarech Loi Mazu. So really, this seems to be two approaches in Zu Ve'en Tzarech Loi Mazu. They're both very interesting. The first we've mentioned in the past from the Teferis Yisrael, who says a very, very big chiddush and something that only the Teferis Yisrael could have said, which is that when Rabbeim would teach that Talmidim Mishnayis, so in order for the Talmidim to be able to understand it a little bit better, they would teach it to them with a niggin. And a niggin has to have a beat. It also has to rhyme. It has to jive. And sometimes the Tan of the Mishnah would add words or subtract words simply to make the niggin work. And there was value, because once upon a time, Teresh Bapeh wasn't written, so this had to be memorized. It's not so easy to start memorizing everything. So in order to make it a little bit more memorable, so it was, things were added and subtracted. But either way, he says it to explain Zu Ve'en Tzarech Loi Mazu. He says it to explain Lo Yishu Afsu. That's one mahalach that we've explored over the years. Another mahalach is from the Hafla. The Hafla wasn't talking about Zu Ve'en Tzarech Loi Mazu, but I think Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, he was discussing Chasurei Mechzer of a Hachik Tani, and he brings B'Shem Darizal that the Pasuk says Torah is referred to as Chamuke Yirei Chayech, and the Gemara Masechta Sukkah and Ma'ikatan learn from there that Ma Yerech B'Seser Aftivrei Torah B'Seser. So this Pasuk Chamuke Yirei Chayech seems to be a reference to Sisrei Torah, and Darizal said the word Chamuke is Rosh HaTevis, Chasurei Mechzera V'hachi ketani. And there seems to be a tarti b'mashma. There seems to be a mashma is that when you learn Gemara, there's always a chasure machzor, meaning there's always more. But it also seems to maybe explain a little bit the concept of chasure machzor v'hachi ketani. It's part of the seser of the Torah. But there are chishbonos. That's the Tzurshtel, as it relates to Azuvein Tzarech Leimazu and Aloizu Afsu, and maybe Al Derech Hapshad, it's hard to understand. In fact, it's an oxymoron. What does it mean, Zuvein Tzarech Leimazu? But really, there could be some halachim in terms of understanding. Zok de Gemara Vaita, Avlam Ratzel, Liteng, Letoiche, Mayim, Ayanit. The Mishnah said that if somebody wants to take water or wine and he wants to mish and vish up his shofar, so it's going to sound a little bit better, that's something you're allowed to do. So the Gemara makes a dik. Mayim ayayin in meiraglayim lo. It sounds like you're allowed to put water, you're allowed to put wine. But if you want to put meiraglayim, urine, that's not something you're allowed to do. So the Gemara says, Masisa mani, who must the Tana of the Mishnah be? Abishol, he must be Abishol. The Tanya we're doing to the Brayis, Abishol, Eimer, Abishol said, Mayim oyayin yitain, Mayim oyayin mutter, kidei letzachtzach. If you want to take mayim or wine and you want to put it into the shofar to clean it up, that's something you're allowed to do. Meiraglayim, however, aser, Mipnei HaKovid. And the reason you're not allowed to do it is Mipnei HaKovid. I saw this Vasemes on this Gemara. He asks Akasha, sounds like you're not allowed to put Meiraglayim inside a shofar. Why? A shofar is a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. And if you're going to wash a shofar with Meiraglayim, it's not Bakovedig. The truth is, we know from Pitum HaKtoiris that it seems that to have put Meiraglayim together with the Ktoiris would have been very beneficial. But at the same time, the Brisa says that it wasn't done. Why? Lefi she'ein machnisin meiraglayim la'azara mepnei akovid. Because there was an idea that you're not allowed to take meiraglayim and bring it into the azara. The azara is the makom of the shechina, it's lefnei Hashem, and it's inappropriate to take meiraglayim and bring it into the azara. So the Sfasema says, at a first glance, you're probably thinking, oh, of course, mepnei akovid. It reminds me of Pita Maktiris. It's l'shitasoi. This halach and that halach is the same. You don't want to take meiraglayim and put it into your shayfa. You don't want to put meiraglayim into the azara for the same reason, Mipnei HaKovid. But the Sfasema says, if you think about it, it's actually a kasha. It's shver. Because it's mashma that really they would have put Meiraglayim in the Ktoiris. The problem wasn't the Ktoiris. What was the problem? The problem was that you're taking the Ktoiris and you're bringing it into the Azara. So he said, if that's the case, there's no issue really from taking Meiraglayim and put it into a Chetzah Shal Mitzvah. The problem is taking Meiraglayim and bringing it into the Azara. No, if the problem is bringing it into the Azara. So what's the issue with Shofar? Shofar is not in the Azara. Emphatis Vasemes, and this is not going to sound shocking. Snoktis Vasemes. You have to say that being that the Gemara said on Dachav Vava Mer Aleph Shofar Kivan De Lezikarin Kaasi Kilefnim Dami, and that's why you have the laws of Inkatega Nasas Anegah when it comes to Shofar, just like there was Inkatega Nasas Anegah with the Kohen Gadol that entered Lefnai Velefnim. So it comes out that when you blow Shofar, it's Kilefnim Dami. It's Kilefnim Dami. Nu Das Meint the Gemara said this Vasemes. The Gemara doesn't mean because it's a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. Fakert, it's only in the Azara that we're sensitive Mipnei HaKovid, but the Shofar is in the Azara. The Shofar is Lefnai Velefnim. The shofar is the Ktoiris in that sense. And as a result, said the Sfasemes, that's why the Gemara says Mipnei HaKovid here. Just like we say Mipnei HaKovid in the Pitum HaKtoiris, what's the issue? You're not allowed to bring Meiraglayim into the Azara. When you use a Fetkiya Shofar, you bring it into the Azara. And of course, what comes to mind is the Sfasemes that we've mentioned so many times in Tov Reish Nun Aleph, where the Sfasemes said that the reason there was no mitzvah to be oile regal on Rosh Hashanah is because on Rosh Hashanah, kivan de lezikarnu kibifnim dami. Because Rosh Hashanah, like the Rebbe Rabbinim said, is meirochai kashem nirali. That's the site of Rosh Hashanah. This is just another tzushtel. It's the same Sfasemes using this Gemara, making it real, and implying halacha l'maisa from it. That because it's kilefnim dami, so therefore you have the halacha that you're not allowed to use meiraglai. Vaitna, ein ma'akvin, and this next Gemara is a few lines, but really, there's so much here. The Gemara makes a diak. It sounds like if children would want to play with a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, hey, ma'akvin, no, you let them do their thing. But let's say a woman wants to blow a shofar. Oh, no, the woman, you're going to have to stop. Tanya, we learned to the price. Hey, ma'akvin, we have a stira. Our Mishnah's mashma that if a woman would want to blow shofar, we would stop her from blowing shofar. Yeah, we have a brayser that says we don't stop not children and not noshim. So is a woman allowed to blow shofar? She's not allowed to blow shofar. Amar Abayis said like kasha. You have to say Harab Yehuda, Harab Yosi, Rab Shimon. That really it's a machloikis tanoim, and that's the machloikis between the Mishnah and the Braisa. One is going coin to Rab Yehuda, one's going coin to Rab Yosi, Rab Shimon. So who's this Rab Yehuda, Rab Yosi, Rab Shimon? The Tanya we learned to the Braisa. Daber el b'nei Yisrael. And the context is the mitzvah of smicha. So there was a mitzvah that when a person brought a personal carbon, he had to do smicha. He had to lean his weight on the carbon. This is one of the mitzvahs of bringing a carbon. But we learn from the words Dabra b'nei Yisrael that b'nei Yisrael soimchin ve'im b'nois Yisrael soimchin. Stivir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that only a male that brings a carbon had a mitzvah of smicha. However, Pnois Yisrael, they didn't have a mitzvah of smicha. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shimon said, Noshim Soimchis Rishos. No. If a woman wants to do smicha, she'd be allowed to do smicha. So said Abaya, just like there's a machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shimon, as it relates to a woman that is not obligated to do smicha, but if she wants to do smicha, can she or can she not? Rabbi Yehuda said, Bnei Yisrael Soimchin Ve'ein Pnois Yisrael Soimchis. A woman is not allowed to do smicha. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shimon said, no. They're not obligated to do smicha. They don't have the mitzvah. But nashim soimchis rishos. So what's the at the core of this machlokes? If a woman is potter from a mitzvah, but she wants to do it anyways, can she or can she not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the answer is no. According to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, the answer is yes. Zok Tabaya, the same exact machlokes, l'chura, is going to apply to Tkiyah Shofar. A woman's potter from Tkiyah Shofar. Why? That's easy. Because it's a mitzvah's essay, Shazman Garomo. So here's the question. The question is if she wants to blow Shofar, can she or can she not? No, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that women are potter from Smicha, but Noshim Soimchis Rishos. But if they want to, they can. So Luchur, they'd be able to blow Shofar as well. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that says, B'nai Yisrael Soimchim, the Ein B'nai Yisrael Soimchis. Because the woman's potter from Smicha, we don't allow her to do Smicha. So who had din as it relates to Tkiyah Shofar? If a woman want to blow shofar, we wouldn't allow her to blow shofar. So the Mishnah, that's Mashma, only Tinoikis we allow, but not women's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Bryson that says we allow women to blow shofar is going according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi and the Tana Rabbi Shimon. But here's the question. What's the reason that if a woman is potter from Tkiyah Shofar, she shouldn't be allowed to blow shofar? What's the reason that if a woman's potter from the mitzvah of smicha, which she is, she shouldn't be allowed to do smicha? Rabbi Yehuda shita. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Bnei Yisrael soimchin, ve'ein bnei Yisrael soimchis." Abaye shtel datzu tkiyah shofar. He said, "A woman's potter from tkiyah shofar. That means she cannot blow shofar. Why not? She's potter b'seder. Why is that a reason that she shouldn't be allowed to do it? If someone's potter from doing a mitzvah, all of a sudden now, this mitzvah becomes aser." So Rashi says, right here in the sugya, Dibra maskel ha-noshim ma'akvin, quote, v'chitaki, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that a woman that's potter from Tkiyah Shofar, if she's going to blow Shofar, ikabal taisef, it's going to come out that she's being over about taisef. And this same exact Rashi repeats itself a few times in Masechtas Erevin Daf Tzadik Vav. In other words, Shitas Rashi and Shas is that Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda that holds that because a woman's potter from smicha, she can't do smicha. And the way Abaye tells too, that because a woman's potter from Kiyah Shofar, she cannot blow Shofar. The reason is because Baal Tosef. Now the truth is, it's a very, very big Kiddush. We learned a little bit about Baal Tosef recently. And really, we saw two different applications of Baal Tosef. We saw Baal Tosef where someone's Moisef in the Heftza of the Mitzvah. Someone adds a fifth Parashiyah to his Tefillin. If somebody would add a fifth Min to his Dalet Minim, that's a classic Baal Tosef. You're adding to the Mitzvah. You have Mitzvah in front of you, a Heftza Shal Mitzvah. Torah told you, this is the Surah of the Heftza Shal Mitzvah, and I'm adding to it. That's Baal Tosef 101. Another example of Baal Tosef that we saw was the Havamin of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Amid Beis. The epic Havamin of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Amid Beis. Ela Me'ata Hayashim B'Shmini Yilaka. Where it says in the Torah you're supposed to sit and sleep in your sukkah for 7 days. And thus there's a sugyas in Shas. If somebody would sit or sleep in a sukkah an eighth day, maybe he'd be over Baal Tosef. But Hatzad HaShav HaShabahen is you have a person that has a mitzvah in front of him, and he's being moisev in the mitzvah. In the first case, you're adding to the chafetz of the mitzvah. In the second case, hayosha mishmini yilake, you're adding another day to the kiyum mitzvah. You're not affecting the actual chafetz of the mitzvah, but in the kiyum, you're adding a day. That's a discussion in the Gemara. That has nothing to do with someone who's potter from a mitzvah and decided that I want to get schar like an eina mitzvah voice, so I'm going to do the mitzvah anyways. What does that have to do with Baal Tosef? If a woman's potter from smicha and she does smicha, she's not adding. She's just doing something she's not obligated to do. Baal Tosef doesn't mean do mitzvah where you're not supposed to do mitzvah. Baal Tosef means don't add to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is precise. It doesn't need our help. Kol hanoider ki'ilu bon obama. V'amekaimai ki'ilu hikrival of garben. Because we don't have to help the Torah. The Torah said the tefillin has four parishes. When you're moisif to the mitzvah, that's the lava baltoisif. Torah said sukkah 7 days. You're in a sukkah 8th day, that's sugi and shas. Rosh Hashanah, Chav Ches, Amid Beis. Maybe that would be considered baltoisif. If someone's potter from doing a mitzvah and does the mitzvah, you're not adding. I'm just doing something where I'm not really obligated to do it. This is the kasha that the Rishonim and the Achronim struggle with in terms of understanding Shitas Rashi, why there would be a baltoisif. But it is kedai to mention that Toisfis and Mesechtis Erevin, Dav Tzadik Vav, vehemently argues with Rashi's Pshat Lamaisa, and Tosfos has a different Pshat, why Rabbi Yehuda holds that a woman who's potter from doing smicha is not allowed to do smicha, and why Abaye told it to Tkiya Shofar, that a woman that's potter from Tkiya Shofar wouldn't be allowed to blow Shofar. And Tosfos says it has nothing to do with Baal Tosef. In fact, it has nothing to do with all mitzvahs. This is not a rule that applies to all 613 mitzvahs. This is exclusive to these mitzvahs. And the reason is because smicha comes with an invoice. When a Yid did smicha on a carbon, he was really doing something he's not supposed to do. You're being mishtamish with kachim. You're leaning all your weight with kachim. The sugi is a me'ila, iser hana, iser kodesh. It's not a hefkevelt. You can't just lean on an animal. The Torah said you should do it. Oh, that's good if the Torah said you should do it. But what about women that are potter from smicha? That's why a woman who's potter from smicha, Rabbi Yehuda holds, she can't do it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon say, at the end of the day, there is a mitzvah called mitzvah smicha, so that even a woman who's potter from the mitzvah is allowed to do it if she so chooses to. But the point is, you want to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the underlying Svara of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is because smicha is not a hefkevelt. Really, it's not so posh. And it's for that reason, a woman who's potter wouldn't be allowed to do it. Taisa says the same is true for Tkiya Shofar. Tkiya Shofar is a chiddush. You're not allowed to just blow Shofar on Shabbos and Yontif. Why not? It's a shvus. Chachma vein malacha. But it's a shvus. Midrabbanu, you're not allowed to blow Shofar on a regular Shabbos, or even regular Yontif. Tkiya Shofar is not something you're allowed to do. On Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to blow Shofar. Kunst is a mitzvah. Oh, what about a woman? She's potter. She doesn't have the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah has to shaz man geroma. So if she wants to do it, it's not going to be so simple. Tosfos goes weiter. And Tosfos says there are two other mitzvahs that you find in Shas that the Gemara discusses that a woman is potter from, and it's not so potter she's allowed to do. And they're both in the Sugya Masechtas Erev and Daf Tzadik Vav. The Gemara says, Michal Bas Kushi, also known as Michal Bashal, she used to wear tefillin. And there was a whole discussion, and the Gemara comes out, V'loi michu b'chachamim. The chamim were a moicha. V'ishtei shal yoina, the wife of yoina, ben amitai, hoisa oila l'regel, V'loi michu b'chachamim. But it sounds like it wasn't so poshit that Michal, the daughter of Shmuel, put on tefillin, and it wasn't so poshit that the wife of yoina was oila l'regel. Why? Because these are mitzvahs that women are potter from. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah of tefillin. It's a mitzvah says it's just mangaroma. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah to be oila regel, yirah kol schurcha, as opposed to nashim. But it sounds like it was a discussion in the Gemara. It wasn't so pasha that they were allowed to do it. V'loi michu b'chachamim, the Gemara says. But really, it's a chiddush. It comes into this whole sugya. So it says Tosfos, why? He says, because there too, there's reasons why it's not so pasha. Tefillin, tzricha guf naki, Ka'alisha bal knafayim. And the thought was that a woman, it was more challenging for her to be able to keep a guf naki. And as a result, it wasn't so pasha for her to put on tefillin. Now, for a man also, it's not so simple, but a man has a mitzvah. So no, a man has a mitzvah. But a woman who doesn't have a mitzvah, and tefillin tzricha guf naki, ka'alisha bal knafayim, so mechatesh is allowed to put on tefillin. What about being oilu regal? So, says Tosfos, you like just walk into the Azara? No, just walk into the Azara. You have to walk in for a purpose. So, yeah, there's a purpose. You're coming to be seen. You're coming to see. You have a mitzvah. But a woman doesn't have the mitzvah. But the bottom line is, says Tosfos, that every time you find in Shas that there was a question whether a woman's allowed to do a mitzvah that really she's potter from doing, it is a specific reason. So this is a major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that a woman's not allowed to do smicha. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the way Abaye learned, that a woman's not allowed to blow shofar. It's because of Baal Tosef. According to Tosef, no, you do Baal Tosef. It's because smicha, tkiya shofar, and for the same price, tefillin and aliyah l'regel, these are all mitzvahs that come with invoices. And as a result, if you're obligated to do the mitzvah, that's one thing. But if this is not a mitzvah that you're obligated to do, zok Tosef and erev and daf tzadik vav, that the halacha is, that's going to be an issue. Zok the Gemara vayta, avol misaskim bohen ad sheyulmedu. So the Mishnah ended in a slightly cryptic manner. You don't stop children from blowing shofar. So a child wants to blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah, we let him do his thing. Avo misaskenimo, maybe take out the word avo, but misaskenimo, we actually encourage them. Until they learn to get shofar, if someone's misasek lo yotza, vashemeya mena misasek lo yotza. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Lozer, afilu b'shabes. Wow. This that we say, that if children are blowing shofar, we let them blow shofar, it's even on Shabbos. Now, there's a big machlokes rishonim, what this means. Some rishonim say, it doesn't mean today. Of course, today you would stop a child if he wants to blow shofar on Shabbos. The shofar is muktzah. It means once upon a time, whether it was tkiyat shofar, b'makom sheyesh bezdin, or b'mikdash. So then, there was a cheftz of tkiyat shofar, even on Rosh Hashanah shechaliyos b'Shabbos. So even if this child is not one of the chavrei bezdin, and he's not in the makom ha'mikdash, but at least there is tkiyat shofar today somewhere in the world, so we would allow it on Shabbos. Other Rishonim say, no, there's nothing to do with that. Even Bisman Hazeh, Afila B'Shabbos, this is a chinuch thing. It's not like the child's looking to be yoytzer a mitzvah. All it is shvusin. We would allow him to do it on Shabbos. Tayinami Hochi, Miss Askim, Behen, Achri, Lumbledu, Afila B'Shabbos. Price, it continues, and says, "Ve'im akvinas atinoikis mulitgoya b'Shabbos." You don't stop the children from blowing shofar on Shabbos. Ve'im tzarchleim b'yantiv. You certainly wouldn't stop them on Yantiv. So the Price said three things: misaskim behem adshiyomadu. We work with the children. We encourage them to blow shofar even on Shabbos. We don't stop them from blowing shofar on Shabbos, and we don't stop them from blowing shofar on Yantiv. So it's a little bit of a head scratcher, and the Gemara jumps in. Hagufakasha amr misaskim behem adshiyomadu. We started off by saying we work with the children, we encourage them to blow shofar. I feel the b'Shabbos. I'm the katchila min and tiku. It sounds like the katchila you tell them to blow shofar. Then he says, no, we just don't stop them. No. It sounds like ikuva hudaloi ma'akvin holakatchila leyam min and tiku. But we don't tell them to katchila. So which one is it? Is it ein ma'akvin or is it misaskin? Which one is it? The Gemara says like kasha kam b'katan shagila chinuch kam b'katan shagila chinuch. Depends what kind of katan we're talking about. A katan that's a gila chinuch, so that katan we encourage him. If it's a katan that's lay gila chinuch, we're not going to encourage him because he's not of the age of chinuch yet. But at the same time, we're not going to stop. Va misasik lo yotze. The Mishnah said if somebody is misasik on tkiya shofar, now lacha is lo yotze. Says the Gemara, what does a misasik usually mean? Misasik means a person put a shofar by his mouth. He's not even trying to blow shofar, and then lo and behold, he's knocking out tkiyas through his tkiyas, right? But he's not really trying to do it. Misasik on Shabbos is where you bend down to pick something off the ground and also you pull something out of the ground. You didn't have in mind to pull something out of the ground. That's koitzer. You just had in mind to do hagbah. You wanted to pick something off the ground. It's not the same thing. So you weren't amazed. You weren't even a shaykik. You weren't doing what you ended up doing. You were spacing out, quote unquote. That's what a misasik is. So the Mishnah says, if you're misasik in tkiyah shofar, you're not yoytza. So the Gemara makes a deal. Kotekeh l'sher yotza. It sounds like, let's say you weren't misasik. Let's say you had a mind to be tekeh, but you had a mind to play nice music. It sounds like you would be yoytza. Misasik, that's like completely, completely detached from tkiyah shofar. But let's say I knew what I was doing. I was just doing it l'sher. It sounds like a misayeli the rav is a right rav. I'm a rav tkiyah l'sher yotza. If someone's tkiyah l'sher yotza, also known as mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana of daf chav ches fame. So the Gemara says, is that true? And the Gemara says, no. Dimel tkiyah l'sher. Not me misasik karli. Maybe the tan of our Mishnah referred to a mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana as a misasik. Usually you wouldn't think of it as a misasik. But maybe he referred to it as a misasik. There's a lumdisha explanation for this. Not for now, but pashup shat, misasik usually means, in the more halachic, technical term, but misasik just means he wasn't really thinking in terms of tkiyah shofar. Could be he was even a tekeh l'sher. Vashemem misasik l'yotz. Mishnah said, if you heard from a misasik, you're not yotz. So Gemara makes another dik. Avol shemem namashmi l'atzmei mayotz. It sounds like, let's say you would hear from someone that wasn't misasik, but at the same time, he just wasn't thinking about you. Meaning, he's knocking out koilas because he wants to be yoitza tkiyah shofar. He's mashmiya la'atzmoy, just not for you. It sounds like you would be yoitza, right? He's not misasig, so it sounds like it's good. Let me tell you the Rab Zeiro. Is that a kach on Rab Zeiro? Domino le Rab Zeiro l'shamoy, also in the sugi and daf chavches. Ichavim v'tokali. Rab Zeiro told his gabbai, he said, have in mind when you blow shofar to be moitzi me. I mean, don't just have in mind to blow shofar, but have in mind me. Sounds like from the Mishnah, you don't have to do that. The Gemara says, no. Tilma, Eide, Tana, Reisha, Misasik, Tana, Sefer, Nami, Misasik. Right, the word Misasik is not the best choice of words. The reason we mention Misasik is the Reisha already said Misasik. The Reisha said, Misasik, Glo Yotza, which incidentally was also not the best choice of words. But once we use the word Misasik in the Reisha, we use the word Misasik in the Sefer. So the word Misasik is throwing the Gemara for a loop here. Because Misasik has heavy connotations in many Sugis and Shas. So the Gemara says, in our Mishnah, we don't have to read too much into it. The Reisha, the Mishnah, used the word Misasik loosely. And once the Reisha used it, the Seifa also used it loosely. Bottom line is, this Mishnah could be, has nothing to do with the sugyas of Misasik in different places in Shas. So just a few ha'aras as it relates to today's daf in no particular order. So number one. The Mishnah said on the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah ein mavir in olav es hatchum ve ein mefakhen olav es hagal. Vloy oilum be ilon, vloy roichven al gabi behema, vloy shotten al pnei amayim, vein choyt chenoise, vein bedava shum mishum shusa, vein bedava shum mishum loisa. Say, you're not allowed to violate an iser from tkiya shayfin. Mar said, my time, what's the reason for it? Said the Gemara, shayfer asehu, because tkiya shayfer is a mitzvah asay. The yontif, and the obligation to rest on yontif, is an asay, vloisa asay. It's both an assay and a lois assay. The lois assay, it says in the Torah, lois assay kol malacha, by all the yamim taifim. Also, it says the word Shabbos sign by yontif. Shabbos sign is a positive commandment that you have to rest. No? So if shayf is an assay and yontif is a lois assay v'assay, so we know the rule. Ein assay, doicha, es lois assay v'assay. So two ha'aras on this Gemara. The first ha'ara is the Shagas Aryeh in his Turei Evan asks a bamba kasha. The Gemara, in a few places in Shas, we'll mention one, discusses an assay being doicha, the lois assay of yontif. An example. The Gemara in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, Shabbos daf kuf lamed gimel amar alef. The Gemara over there is discussing doing a Mila shaloi bizmanoi on yontif. So we know Mila bizmanoi is doicha Shabbos. Even though Mila involves chil Shabbos, but it's learned from Sukkim, Mila bizmanoi is doicha Shabbos. If it's doicha Shabbos, it's certainly doicha yontif. What about Mila Shaloi Bizmani? A Mila got pushed off. The Mila is not happening on the 8th day. It's happening on the 9th day. That Mila is not Doicha Shabbos. It's also not Doicha Yontif. And the Gemara in Perek Rabbi Eliezer the Mila is discussing why is it that a Mila Shaloi Bizmani is not Doicha Yontif. And the Gemara brings a whole bunch of different makaris. Just go through this quickly. Amra Chizkiya, V'chein Tana Devei Chizkiya, it says in the Torah, Loi Seisiru Mimenu Ad Boiker. From that pasuk, we know this halacha. Abaye Amar Abaye said, it says, Oilat Shabbos B'Shabbatoi. V'loi Oilat Chayil B'Shabbos. That's the makar. Rava said, it says the words, Hu levadoi, and from the words Hu levadoi acha sheyoch lechol nefesh Hu levadoi yos alochem, we learn from here that Mila shaloi bismano is not toichy yontif. Rav Ashi said, you want to know why Mila shaloi bismano is not toichy yontif? What would be the havamina? It should be toichy yontif. Yontif is you're not allowed to do Mila. You're not allowed to do a malacha. Elamai, oh, you mean because Mila's an assay. You want assay to be doichy lois assay. Rav Ashi said Shabbos in assayu. It says the word Shabbos in by yontif. The havale yontif, if that's the case, it comes out that yontif is an asei v'lois asei. No, ain't asei. Doiches lois asei v'asei. This Gemara that we just read, Shabbos kuf lamed gimel amed aleph, it repeats itself in a few places in Chas, in a few different contexts, where there was a shaila that an asei, whatever the asei is, should be doicha the lois asei of yontif. And the Gemara brings four terutzim into this kasha. The first three are based on psukim. Lois asir mimenu ad boiker, oilas Shabbos b'shabatoi, acha sheyeyoche l'chol nefesh, hu levado yeyosu l'chem. Rav Ashi is the fourth amoyer in all those sugyas, where Rav Ashi says, what do you mean? Asei doicha lois asei. Asei is doicha regular lois asay, but the lois asay of yontif is not a regular lois asay. In addition to the fact that the Torah says so many times, thou shalt not do malach on yontif, there's also an asay. And because there's also an asay, so memela asay is not doicha lois asay v'asay. So freak the Shagas Aryeh in Turei Evan, classic. He says, L'chura, our Gemara asked the Kasha, why is it that the asay of shofar is not doicha all these different halachas? And what did Gemara say? Because yontif is not just a lois asei, it's a lois asei v'asei. Ve'in asei, doicha lois asei v'asei. Freit the Shagas Aryeh, that's all good according to Rav Ashi. But what about according to Chizkiya and Abaye and Rava, the other shitas that were mentioned in the Gemara, in Shabbos, Tav, Kuf, Lamed, Gimel, and the other places in Shas where that's discussed? They obviously were of the opinion that yontif is not a lois asei v'asei. Because if yontif's a lois asei v'asei, then that would answer why Mila Shalei Bizmani is not Toicha Yontif. You don't have to come on to Psukim to tell me that Mila Shalei Bizmani is not Toicha Yontif. It's not Toicha Yontif because yontif's a lois asei v'asei. The teretz is Chizkiya, Abaye, Rava. In Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel V'Oid Mekoymes, they obviously argued with Rav Ashi. They held that yontif is only a lois asei. It's not an asei. That's why we're having a conversation. Let us say b'doicha lois asei. The teretz is all these different Psukim. It's only Rav Ashi that holds lois asei v'asei. So Sokta Shagas Aryeh in our sugya, it sounds like our Gemara is Rav Ashi. But that's a problem because how is Chizkiya, how's Abaye, and how's Rava going to answer this question? And the Shagas Aryeh says that's poshet, that the Psukim that Chizkiya, Abaye, and Rava mention in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel is not going to help us for this Gemara here in Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. So if that's the case, Freik Teshag Yisariye, and throughout Shas, there's only one Amira that holds that Yontif is a Leis Aseh Vaseh. It's the Amira Ravashi. And if that's the case, our Gemara would seem to only be Matim with Ravashi. And if that's the case, how would all the other Amira, namely Chizki Abai Verova, how would they answer this Kasha? Why is Shofar not Teicha? This is the Shag Yisariye's Kasha. So I saw a beautiful teretz in the Netziv. In his Hemek Dover, it's in Parshas Emor. The Netziv says something beautiful. He says that, if you notice, the Torah mentions the word Shabbosayin a few times in the context of Shabbos and Yontif. But there's a difference between the way the Torah mentions it on Rosh Hashanah. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemer. Daber El B'nei Yisrael Lemer. This pasuk we're about to read is the pasuk that underpins so much of what we're learning now. B'chodesh HaShvi. In the seventh month, Tishrei, Bechol HaChodesh, the first day, which is Rosh Hashanah, Yieh Lochem Shabbosayim. It shall be a day of Shabbosayim, Zichroin Trua Mikra Kodesh. Zok the Netziv, this pasuk is the only time it says in the Torah, Yieh Lochem Shabbosayim. It doesn't just say that it's a day of rest, but Yieh Lochem Shabbosayim is a mitzvah. It's an tzivoy. Yieh Lochem Shabbosayim, you shall rest on this day. So the Netziv said something beautiful. He said, where does it say Yieh Lochem Shabbosayim? It says it by Rosh Hashanah. Because it says it by Rosh Hashanah, Yesh Loimar, everybody agrees that Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah of Shvisa, is not just a lois aseh, but it's an aseh as well. Throughout Shas, where we're discussing Shar Yomim Toivim, it doesn't say Yieh Lochem Shabbosayim. Being that it doesn't say Yieh Lochem Shabbosayim, there was a machloikis, Chizkiya, Abaya, Rava, Keneged Ravashi, whether there's an Aseh de Shabbosayim or not. Ravashi said, just like there's an Aseh of Shabbosayim by Rosh Hashanah, so too there's going to be a Aseh of Shabbosayim by other Yomim Toivim. Chizkiya, Abaya, Rava said, no, by Rosh Hashanah, it says Yieh Lochem Shabbosayim. It doesn't say by the other Yomim Toivim. But that's all as it relates to other Yomim Toivim. But as it relates to Rosh Hashanah, everybody agrees that there's an Aseh de Shabbosayim. No, our sugi is discussing Rosh Hashanah. That's why our sugi said the Netziv has nothing to do with the machloikis between Ravashi and Amiram. Everyone's going to agree that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah is not just a lois Aseh, but there's also an Aseh. The machloikis Amiram in Shabbos, Kuflam, and Gimel, and in other places, is only as it relates to the other Yom Tovim, where it doesn't say a tzivoy of Yieh Lochem Shabbosayim. Do we learn it from Rosh Hashanah, or do we not learn it from Rosh Hashanah? But the Netziv then says, it comes out that Rosh Hashanah is unique in yet another way. That not only is Rosh Hashanah unique in terms of the Yom Adin and Kivan de Lezikaranu Kebifnim Dami, and it's the first day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and you have the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, but even as far as the actual Yontif goes, the mitzvah of resting on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, Leiroi Zekaroi Zeh, it's different than the other Yomim Tovim. When it comes to the other Yomim Tovim, there's a Lois Aseh, there's no Aseh component. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there's a Lois Aseh Vaseh. The question is why. So if you take a look in the Netziv, on this pasuk in Hemek Dover, he says a machshava, but it's definitely something to ponder. That's the first ta'ara as it relates to this line in the Gemara. The second ta'ara as it relates to this line in the Gemara is that the Gemara said that why is the mitzvah aseh of shofar, not doicho, all these different averas? And the Gemara said, oh, it's pashit, because doing those averas would involve chilul yantiv. They rise to the rabbanim, but it would involve chilul yantiv. Chilul yantiv is a lois aseh vaseh. Shofar is only an aseh. Ein aseh doicha lois aseh vaseh. Freik Duran, right here in our Gemara, he says, I don't understand. Why do you have to come onto the fact that aseh is not doicha lois aseh vaseh? Say better. Even if the yontif of Rosh Hashanah would only be a lois aseh, like the other yomim toivim, even if it would only be a regular lois aseh, you still wouldn't be able to say aseh doicha lois aseh. Why? Because in order to say aseh doicha lois aseh, you need the aseh and the lois aseh to happen simultaneously. Be'idna, at the same moment that you're violating the lois aseh, you'd have to be mekayim the aseh. And over here, the two things are not happening at the same time. Right, just go through the Mishnah. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, ein ma'avir na'ol avas ha'tchum. You want to go outside the tchum to get a shofar. You're going to come back, you're going to bring it to shul, you're going to wait until musaf, like the Mishnah said, and then you're going to blow shofar. I don't understand. You were over the avera before you did the mitzvah. Ein mefakchin ol avas ha'gal. You're going to have to remove the gal, then you're going to take out the shofar, then you're going to blow it. You're going to go on top of the tree, and then, every single case is the same way. You want to cut it off the animal. It's not be'idna. It's a freak deran, a bamba kasha. He says, I don't understand. L'chur, it's not be'idna. And if it's not be'idna, so it's pashit, there's no tchia. Why do you have to come out to in ase, doicha, leis, ase, vase? Typically, it's not be'idna. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Mem Vav, this is in Hilchas Pesach, so he brings this kasha, and he brings that the Kolboy, also one of the Rishonim, said that he heard a teretz b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said to answer this kasha, that why do you have to come on to En asei doichel lois nasei vasei. Same more pashit. Tepe glei. Because it's not be'idna. That here it's different. Because the asei of shofar is an asei de rabim. The rabbim is going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's not just one person doing a mitzvah, but the rabbim is going to be able to do the mitzvah. The one person that's going to go and violate the iser so that the rabbim could do the mitzvah is going to violate a lois aseh, but it's a lois aseh de yachid. Aseh the rabbim said, Rabbeinu Tam, ki bidoicha lois aseh de yachid, even if it's not be'idna. This is the chiddush that Rabbeinu Tam said, another chiddush that comes out of today's very, very loaded daf. And that is, it's true, aseh is not doicha lois aseh if it's not be'idna. But Rabbeinu Tam was mechadish, and aseh the rabbim would be doicha lois aseh de yachid, even if it's not be'idna. That's why we had to come on to the fact that one's an aseh, and the other one is a lois aseh ve'aseh. That's a whole different shiloh. Ein aseh doicha lois aseh ve'aseh. That's true, even if it's an aseh de rabbim, and it's a lois aseh ve'aseh de yachid. But as it relates to be'idna, Idna, specifically be'idna, aseh is doicha lois aseh, only when it's be'idna, that's if it's an aseh de yachid and a lois aseh de yachid. But if it's an aseh de rabim and it's a lois aseh de yachid, there it could be doicha even if it's not be'idna. The question is why. So we once said over a ha'ara from the same Peteruv who said, pshat, based on a baruch tam, the baruch tam says that really, and this is a yesoid, and we're going to go weiter. Really, aseh doicha lois aseh is a very big chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because throughout Shas, what's more chomer, an aseh or a lois aseh? A lois aseh is more chomer. If you violate a lois aseh, in almost all cases, you're going to get malchus. An aseh, you're not going to get malchus. For a lois aseh, you have to give away all your money. Aseh, al yivaz veiz yoisa michaymish. For a lois aseh, you'd have to go to the other side of the world. Literally, everything up until your life. And I say, if there's one Esrig in Budapest in 1943, there's chuvas whether you have to go to take that Esrig, right? A lois haseh is always more chomer than an aseh. Yeah, when it comes to the sugi of tchia, then the rule is aseh doicha lois haseh. So the Baruch Tam, Chaim Sanz Shver, the Baruch Tam said that what's the pshat? He said that the pshat is because it's Gzeiras HaKosov. We learn it from Kalayim Betzitzis. It says in the Torah, based on the drasha of Smuchin, that if you have a baget that has Kalayim, it's also Tzitzis, you're allowed to wear it. That's the Makar Aseh Deich Eloi Saseh. But the Baruch Tam said Aseh Deich Eloi Saseh is a Chiddush. Ve'en lo chaboy elo chidushoy. You can limit it, or you have to limit it to the Chiddush. So he said that to the extent that you're subject to the chiddush, so then you're right. You're going to have no choice but to play with the parameters of what Kalayim Betzitzis is. But if you would have a case of aseh doicha lois aseh, where it's actually not a chiddush that aseh is doicha lois aseh, said the Baruch Tam, Ayin Sham, over there the halacha would be that aseh would be doicha lois aseh, even maybe if it's not be'idna. Then it wouldn't have to conform and comply with all the laws of aseh doicha lois aseh. Meaning, the reason there's a din be'idna is because Kalayim Betzitzis is be'idna. It's because aseh doicha lois aseh is a chiddush, ve'en l'chabay el chidushay. So whatever works for Kalayim Betzitzis is going to work for aseh doicha lois aseh. Kalayim Betzitzis is be'idna, it has to be be'idna. Why? Who said it has to be exactly like Kalayim Betzitzis? Because aseh doicha lois aseh is a chiddush, ve'en l'chabay el chidushay. So I have no right to expand it in any way, shape, or form. So said the same Peteruv, and really it's mashman that way in the Baruch Tam. That is what he's saying. So if you have an aseh derabim, aseh derabim could be, is inherently more chomer than a lois aseh. If it's inherently more chomer than a lois aseh, you're not meshubit to the in l'chabay el chidushay of Kalayim Betzitzis, and therefore you'd be able to say tchia even if it's not be'idna. The reason you only say tchia when it's be'idna is because of the chiddush, the in l'chabay el chidushay. But an aseh the rabbin could be kibidoicha the lois aseh the yachid, maybe even misvara, if it kibidoicha misvara, so therefore it could be it would work even if it's not be'idna. But the bottom line is, it's just another chiddush to take away. This one line gemara, my time a shofar aseh uviyantav aseh v'lois. We're taking out two major chedushim. The first is the netziv to answer the Shagasari's kasha, and that is that even though throughout Shas all the Amiram besides for Rav Ashi were of the opinion that yontiv is a lois aseh, not an aseh, meaning that shvisa on yontiv is only alive, it's not an aseh. Rosh Hashanah is different because it says yelachem zikaron. The second thing that we're taking out from this whole shmuz is the chiddush of the Ran, the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Magen Avraham quotes, B'shem the Kalbay, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam, and that is that even though Aseh is only Doicha Lois Aseh when it's Be'idna, but an Aseh the Rabbim could be Doicha Lois Aseh the Yachid, even if it's not Be'idna. Moving along. The next line in the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Loi Oilam Be'ilan, V'loi Roich Fin Al Gabi Behema. And the Gemara said, Hashad the Rabbanan Amrit Loi, Deiraisa mibaya. And the Gemara said a teret that repeated itself in today's daf. Zuve ein tzarech loy marzu ketani. Hashta the rabban and amrit loy deiraisa mibaya. And Rashi brings a very interesting pshat in this Gemara. Rashi says the first two examples of what you're not allowed to do for tkiyah shofar that the Mishnah gave was eim aviran olav asatchum veim afachan olav asagal. Those are two things that you're not allowed to do with the rabbanan. But not only are they only awesome with the rabbanan, they won't even ever lead to an issa deiraisa. They have no shaychis to an issa deiraisa. But these are Isuri Durabana that could lead to an Isser the Iraisa. So based on that, says the Gemara, it would seem that the Durabana that can lead to a Iraisa is more chamer than the Durabana that's just a Durabana. So afraid the Gemara, if you can't be doicha a regular Durabana for Tkiya Shofar, hash the Durabana and Amrit Loi. Deiraisa mibaya, that certainly you shouldn't be able to be doicha the rabbanon that can lead to a nisa deiraisa. And the Gemara's teretz was zu ve'ein tzarech leimer zu ketani. We once spoke out this Rashi. It was a Masechtas Erevin when we were discussing the tshuva that Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg wrote on the Kastner train. So we discussed then in very, very great detail the fascinating story of Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg and the Satmarov. They were on the Kastner train. Now, the Kastner train departed Budapest on a Friday night. It departed on Shabbos Kodesh. And then Shabbos afternoon, the Yemach Shemois, they stopped the train and they said that if anybody needs to go out and use the facilities, they can go. So Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg, Goyen Olam is sitting next to the Divrei Yael, sitting next to the Satmarov, and they had a shaila what they should do. What was the problem? The problem was they were outside the Tchum. They, in the beginning of Shabbos, were not where they are now. The train had been traveling for hours, and as a result, they were outside the Tchum. Now, there's a halacha that if a person is even forced outside the Tchum on Shabbos, in Loyal Arba Amas, he's not let go outside of his Arba Amas. He's stuck. And based on that, really, it wasn't so posh for them to be able to get off the train. Narvas. It's really a Gemara Masechtas Erevin. The Gemara says, Godol covered Abriya Shadoichas Loisa Seisha B'Teira. And really, the Holy Setchumins and Nisid Rabbanon. And there's an element of covered Abriyas to go to the bathroom. So based on that, the thought was, of course, they let you get off the train. You're going to get off the train. And they're going to go do what they need to do. But the Gedolim, the Tzadikim, said that maybe there's another option. The other option was to create a Graf Shel Rei, take the Graf Shel Rei, and then throw it outside of the train. Throw it outside of the Mesilas HaBarzel. Now, what would be the reason not to do that? Because the train is a Rishos HaYochid. It has four walls and meets all the dimensions. And the area outside was a Carmelis. You're not allowed to carry from a Rishos HaYochid to a Carmelis. But here was the Shaila. What's the lesser of the two evils? Should they better violate the halach of tchumin? You're allowed to, because God will cover abriyah shadoichas loy sasei shabatayra. Or would it be better to violate the iser haitzah mishus hayachah the carmelis, which is also only an iser rabbanon, because of God will cover abriyah shadoichas loy sasei shabatayra? They're going to violate one. The question is, which is the lesser? And that's always the rule. Machilin oisei akal akal. Anytime a person finds himself in this kind of situation, so it's machilin oisei akal akal. So what's the kal akal? Is the kal akal tchumin? Or is the kal akal haitzah from a Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis? And this was the debate, and they went back and forth with a whole Shaila. And then right afterwards, literally on Sunday, that next day, the Dvar Yeshua, Rabbi Shua Mendel, sat down and he wanted to chronicle and literally transcribe the discussion that they have. And even when he printed the tshuva, he said that, you know, at the time, obviously he had no svarim. He was on the train. And later he had svarim, he had additional marmer kaimis, but he said this was Torah Shalamadati Ba'af, and I'm printing the tshuva exactly the way it happened. And it's in Dvar Yeshua, it's Chelek Aleph, it's Simen Tazayin. We have a long raidbat on this where we went through a good part of the tshuva. But what's negeya for us is the first thing Rabbi Shua Mendel said, he said, Rishon, I think it's a Gemara. Not a Mefurish Gemara, but the way Rashi explains the Gemara. And that is, the Gemara over here, in our sugya, this last line of the Gemara, is juxtaposing between two types of Durabanans. There's a Durabanan that Kol Kuloi is Durabanan, such as Tchumin and Lefakeach Esagal. And then this Durabanan, where the sight of the Issa Durabanan was, don't do this, because I'm afraid if you're going to do this, you're going to be over an Issa Deiraisa. The Gemara refers to the Durabanan that's beginning, middle, and end of the Durabanan as a derabanan. But the derabanan that can lead to a deraisa, what does the Gemara refer to as? A deraisa. In fact, the Gemara had a kasha. Hash, the derabanan damrad loy. Deraisa mi boy. And what was the Gemara's teretz? Zuvein tzarech loy mezukdani. And a chanami, it's a bomb kasha. But what do you see from this Gemara? It's a mefurisha Gemara. That if you have two derabanans, one is a derabanan where it has nothing to do with a deraisa. It's just something the derabanan said you can't do. And the other one is a derabanan that the derabanan put into place because you may be over a deraisa. The derabanan that's going to lead you to a deraisa is more chomer than the regular derabanan. As I state mefurish. It's a mefurish Gemara. So he said, what's the Issa Tchumin? That's this Gemara. The Gemara calls it a Durabana. Issa Tchumin is it the regular Durabana? The Issa Haitzah from Rosh Hashayach to a Caramelist is a Gzeira. If you're going to carry it to a Caramelist, you're going to carry it to a Rosh Hashayach. So that's what we would refer to as a Dairaisa. It's mefurish in the Gemara. That one's a Durabana, the other's a Dairaisa. Hash Rabana, Namrloy, Dairaisa, Mibaya. It's a Zuvain, Tzarech Lemazu. So you see Klo, which is more Chomer. So he said, Muscharishin. He told the Satmirov. Muscharishin, it's often a Gemara. It's an often a Gemara. This is without Gemara is, but this is enough in a Gemara. Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Look at the last line. It's Mefurish. You see clearly that the Israelite saw Rishus Hayach LeCarmelis is more chomer because that's something that would be deemed a deraisa. Why was he not so sure, Rabbi Shua Mendel? Why was he insecure about this? Why is there a whole tshuva after this? Because Rashi said V'yesh Gim Gum B'Dava V'Nir Be'Enai D'Lo Garsin Allah. So he said that even though it's a Gemara, and clearly it's a Gemara, it's a Gersa, and Rashi was mefarish the Gemara with this Gersa. But then Rashi said, Venira be'inai de legar sinala. So you can't just machavek the shayla. We have to explore, we have to do a deeper dive into this. Because at the end of the day, Rashi already, who brought the pshat, said that Venira be'inai de legar sinala, this is just a toys, this Gersa. So you can't paskin a shayla based on a Gersa that Rashi already told you might be a toys. One thing that he says, in that tshuva, he says, "Bederech agav." He said, what's pshat that the Gemara refers to a derabanan that maybe can lead to a deraisa as a deraisa? It's a derabanan. It's not a deraisa, because maybe it's going to lead to a deraisa. So therefore, you've treated today as a deraisa. What does that even mean? It's a very big chiddush, the Gemara. So he said that maybe you can say pshat based on what he heard from the Rishon Rebbe. I mean, this is a very lumdish tshuva, but this is something that he threw into this tshuva. He said maybe you could say based on the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha that lo yikra lo'ir haner on Shabbos, on Friday night, you're not allowed to learn by an oir haner. Why? There's a gzeira shemayat. It's one of the Yud Ches Dvarim. Chazal were afraid that you may bend the ner and you're going to be mechaba the ner when you do that. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, Ani ekrav le'yata. I don't have to worry about it. Pam achad kara. Ubikesh lahatis. One time, Rabbi Shmuel was learning and he was about to move the lamp. Omar, he said, Kama gedoylem divrei chachamim. Wow. You see the koyach of divrei chachamim. Shahayu oimrim la'yikul la'iraner. They said la'yikul la'iraner and they were right. Because even though I thought, no way, how is it possible I would ever come to do something like that? But at the same time, I always did it. Rab Nassan said, no, that's not the rest of the story. You wonder what really happened? Karavahita really did it. Vikasav al Pinkasai, and he wrote on his famous Pinkas, Ani Yishmol ben Elisha Karisni Vatisi Ner B'Shabbos, Likshi Yibana Beis HaMikdash Avichat HaShmeinu. But the Rishon, the Rebbe said, Rabbi Yishmol thought, there's no way in the world this would ever happen. He would be Karavahita. How's it going to be Karavahita? But Chazal said, La Yikr Leiraner. Rabbi Shmuel went Kenege Divrei Chazal, and he almost was Karvehita, or Rabbi Nassan's Gersa was, he was Karvehita. And what was his reaction? He said, Kame Gedoylem Divrei Chachamim. So the original Rebbe said, you think Rabbi Shmuel made a wrong cheshbon? We're dealing with Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, you're dealing with the Kohen Gadol. You're dealing with Pamachas Nechnasti, Lahaktik Toiris Lefnai Velefnim, Pamachas Peshana, like Rabbi Yaakov Emden says on that Gemara. So we're dealing with the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. You think he calculated wrong? If he thought that there's no way he would be Karavahita, he was right. There was no way he was going to be Karavahita, but he was Karavahita. How did it happen? The Teretz is, what did he say? Kame gedoylem divrei chachamim. You see the koyach of the chachamim. Because once the chachamim said, lo yikru lo'ir aner shemayatam, you know what that did? That created a metzias. That if a person is going to be karo lo'ir aner, there's a very, very real concern of Shemayata. That's what the Rishon Rebbe said. He shtelt to another Gemara, the famous Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, the Gemara that Rabbi Meir Shapiro said when he launched Daf Yomi for the first time by the Knesia Gedolah, the Gemara with Rabbi Gamliel, who said that he was once on a boat and he saw Rabbi Akiva and there was a Talmud Echad, he didn't know who he was at the time, and he was drowning in Mayim She'en Lahem Soif, and he was so worried, he thought for sure that he was going to die, he was drowning in an ocean, and then finally, when he came to shore, he saw Rabbi Akiva, he made it out alive, and he said, how do you make it out alive? So he told him, Dav Shel Sfina Nizdam Naliv, I'll call Gal V'Gal Nenezi Ezraishi, right, the way Ramesh Shapiro dramatized this Gemara. But the point is that, what was the sugya there? The sugya was, the Gemara says, Ha'isha Shehalach Bai L'mdina Sayam, a woman's husband went to L'mdina Sayam, and two Edom come and they say, we saw your husband, he was drowning in an ocean. You know what the halach is? She's not allowed to get married. What do you mean? Mishum iguna kilu beirabanan. We're soon going to learn yuvamis and ksubis and gittin and kedushin. It underpins the whole seidin dashim. We have every kul in the books when it comes to an aguna. And over here with Machmer, Chazal said no. Ma'im shein lem soif. Ishtay asura. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe he's alive. So Rabbi Gamliel saw Rabbi Akiva made it out alive. Thou shalt sfin in his namnali from Mayim Shem Lem Soif. What did he say? Kami gedoylem divrei chachamim. So the original Rebbe said the same thing. That really makes no sense. If someone's drowning in an ocean, how's he going to make it out alive? How did this all play out? The Teretz is kami gedoylem divrei chachamim. Because once the chachamim said, Oisha shayolach baylem dina sayam, ishtay asura, it was Kaveh the Metzius. Now the Metzius is that this man is going to live. And if this man is going to live, so now we're already Chachamim. So said Rabbi Shia Mendel, he told the Satmarov that maybe that's the Pshat in this Rashi. Rashi says that we can view this Dirabonin as a Dairaisa. How's it a Dairaisa? It's a Gzera. You may be over a Dairaisa. But we have an ability to give it the Koyach of a Dairaisa. It's because Kame Gedoylem Divrei Chachamim. And when the Chachamim said Gzera Shemayata, that creates a reality of Shemayata. It's not just some far-fetched Chshash. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha was Karavahita. Because the Chachamim said it's going to happen. So once the Chachamim said, don't do this Dirabonin, Gzera, you may come to do a Dairaisa. It's no longer begeder chash rochik. Now it's begeder clear and present danger. So much so that we can call it a day rise. Nifla. This is what he said in this shuva. But just to end, it got late early. We were just starting to have fun. But just to end with one last ta'ara, and that is going back to the beginning of the daf. The Gemara said, Amr Abavo, Amru Malachi Asher Slifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma En Yisrael Omrim Shir Lefanecha, B'Roshana V'Yom Kippur. Why is it that the Yidden don't sing Shir? They don't say Hallel Roshana Yom Kippur. Amar Lahem. So the Eibishah told Malachi Asher, Efshem Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din, V'Sifrei Chaim V'Sifrei Meisim P'suchim Lefanov, V'Yisrael Omrim Shira. Is it possible the Sifrei Chaim Sifrei Meisim P'suchim Shem is judging the world right now? You want the Yidden to sing Shira? The truth is that the Havamina of the Malachim is a little bit of a chiddush. Why did Malachim even think that the Yidden should sing Shira on this day? What was even the Havamina? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a day of Hallel? Like, why would you think so? Meaning, the Malachi Asharis had a kasha. Mipnei ma ein haimrim Hallel. Why don't you say Hallel? L'chura, what was even the Havamina? We once mentioned in the name of Rabbi Tzalul Zolti in his Sefer Mishnas Yaivitz, where Rabbi Tzalul Snolti is medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam, when he talks in Hilchas Yontif about the dinim of Yontif, so the Rambam says, quote, he says, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Vishmoynas Yimei HaChag, Im Shar Yomim Toivim Kulam Asurim Behesped V'Tainas. The 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Yontif, Im Shar Yomim Toivim, with all the other Yomim Toivim, that were all lost Behesped V'Tainas. And he had a beautiful diyuk in the Rambam. What are the Shar Yomim Toifim? Shivas Yimei HaPesach, the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, including L'Rabbi Shmini Atzeres, together with the other Yomim Toifim. There's 3 Yomim Toifim. There's Pesach, the Shavuos, and the Sukkot. So the Chura, he already addressed Pesach, Shivas Yimei Pesach. He addressed Sukkot, Shmini Yimei HaChag. He even got Shmini Atzeres in the Rambam did. So the only other Yontif really is Shavuos. But the Rambam says, Im Shar Yomim Toifim. What are the Yomim Toifim? So said Rav Zolti, it's Muchach, that the Rambam held that Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif. And it's a Yontif. And it's also behesped uvetainas. And the Rambam continues, v'chayiv adam lias behem sameach v'toiv lev. Hu ubona v'ishnei ubnei beisoy. And he brought this Rambam as a makar that there's a mitzvah of simcha in Rosh Hashanah. You're going to say, of course there's a mitzvah of simcha in Rosh Hashanah. No, not of course at all. The Rosh brings in these sugyas that we're just skipping because we don't have enough time, that really there was a machlekes whether you have to fast on Rosh Hashanah, or whether you could fast on Rosh Hashanah, or whether you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. There's a whole bunch of difference of opinions. But said Rav Zolti, in the Rambam it's mashma that the Rambam held it's a real yontif. The Rambam's talking about mitzvah simcha because he says shivas yimei pesach v'shmoynas yimei achag im shar yomim toivim kulam asurim behesved v'tainis v'chayvan liyas behem sameach v'toiv leiv. And the shar yomim toivim has to include Rosh Hashanah because there's only one other day, Shavuos, and he can't mean the 2 days Shavuos. Why? Because if it was 2 days Shavuos, it wouldn't have been Shivas Yimeach Pesach. It would have been the 8 days of Pesach. Because if he means Chutz Laretz, then you would have had the extra day of Pesach, and it wouldn't have been Shmoinis Yimeach Chag, you would have had some Chester, you would have had 9 days of Chag. So it's clear the Rambam's talking in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there's only one other day Shavuos. Must be it's Rosh Hashanah. This was his beautiful rice. He said, had the Rambam know that? So he said, you know, the Rambam knew that, I think he knew it from this Gemara. Because the Gemara says, the Malachi Yesharis asked the Ebishtim, Ipnei Ma in Yisrael, Oimrim Shira, Lefanech, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. What was the Havim meaning you should sing Shira? Oh, must be, because it's a Yom Simcha, like the Rambam says. If it's a Yom Simcha, that's why you should say Shira. And if that's the case, it's Mashri Yom Kippur is also a Yom Simcha. We spoke about that. Yom Kippur is a day of Simcha. That's the Gemara in the Masechtas Tainus. This is a raid by. It's somewhere in the end of Masechtas Yuma. But the bottom line is, this was the question that they asked. What was the answer? What did Eibishter tell him? Sifrei Chaim veSifrei Meisim Suchim veAtem Oimrim Shira. At first glance, it's a very, very intuitive answer. But I saw Dover Nifla in one of the drushes from the Chassam Sofer. I don't know what this means, but it's kedai to hear L'shoina Yazov Shal Chassam Sofer, and we're going to end with this. The Hilgah Chassam Sofer, he's discussing a pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, Asher Yeshnei Poyimanu Oymed Ayoyim Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu Veis Asher Einenu Poyimanu Ayoyim. And in the middle of that, he explains the pasuk, and he says, quote, Al Derech Shekibalnu, we have a Kabbalah, Sheberosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, HaNeshamois HaKdoshois, Shekvar Meso, V'Nishmois HaAvois, the Neshamas of the people that already died, and the neshamas of the avos mitstarfen imanu bebeis haknesses betfilosein. So we've heard of the neshamas; they come down by the chuppah, by the mitzvah tans. The Chassam Sofer says we have a kabbalah. I mean, when the Chassam Sofer talks per amuza, you know he's giving us a glimpse. Al derech shekibalnu, we have a kabbalah that in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the neshamas hakdoshes shekvar mesu, the neshamas of the zaydes, the mitstarif imanu bebeis haknesses betfilosenu, they daven with us in shul Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Chassam Sofer said lefize yeshloima, that's the pnimius ha'inyan of the Gemara. The Gemara says mipnei ma'ein oimrim shira. The Malachi Asharis were puzzled; they couldn't understand. Everyone's so perplexed. Why is nino shira? You have to know what the havamin is, but no one could understand. And the teretz was sifrei chayim vesifrei meis and avada. Because when the Yidden daven Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you don't see it, but really the neshamas of the Zaydas, they're all sitting with you and they're davening with you together. And it's a very, very big minyan. It's a minyan mamish with Zaydas and with Doiris. Al derech shekibalnu. That's the way it is on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He said, we know, Chazal say, loy hamesim yahalalu ka. The Mason don't have the ability to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So said the Chassam Sofer, Sifrei Chayim V'Sifrei Mason Psuchim. Can we say Shira? It's not possible to say Shira because it's not just Chayim that are in Beis Medrash. It's the Mason in the Beis Medrash as well. The Chayim can sing Shira, but the Mason don't have the ability to sing Shira because Loi HaMason Yahalalu Ka. And it brings other psukim as well. A mace can sing Shira. And that's what the Eibishter meant. Amar lehem, Efshe Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din. V'sifrei Chayim V'sifrei Mason Psuchim Lefanov. V'Yisrael Oimrim Shira. This is a remes to this idea that it's not just the Chayim in the Beis HaKnesses. The Mason are there too. And a mace doesn't have the ability to sing Shira. When a person's alive, Koyla Neshama Tahalol Ka. I'll call Neshima Neshima Tahalol Ka. Pasha, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every Neshima. But it's more than that. It's while a person has a neshima, that's when he can be mahal v'ebishta. But once a person, you can come from musaf and the sanatoike for everything, for hinani. But in terms of saying halal, that's not shayach. Because loy hamesim yahaluluko. When a person's alive, you can be meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once a person's not alive anymore, at that point, it's not shayach. And Sedech Sam Sofer, that's a pnimius of this Gemara, Sifrei Chayim veSifrei Mesim Suchim Lefanav Yisrael Oimrim Shira. The Mesim are in Beis Knesset. What are they going to do? So all of a sudden, it's going to be Loyeg L'Rosh. All the Chayim are going to sing Shira, and the Mesim are not going to be able to sing Shira. That's why we don't sing Shira. That's why we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.